Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. But there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure, as always. Promised you Jonathan Zook was going to be with us, and I'm going to be able to pull off that promise. Jonathan is the president of the Association for Competitive Technology, and he's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. And recently, Jonathan attended CES, Consumer Electronic Show, out in Las Vegas, where they have all these cool gadgets that you can buy today, and some you can won't be able to buy until tomorrow, but he can get us excited about it. Every year for several years now, he's been giving us a report, sometimes from the event itself, but this time it's afterwards. But either way, he's always got good stuff for us. Jonathan, welcome back to the show.
Hey, it's great to be here.
It's good to have you back. How was CES this year?
So there was a show going on in Vegas? Wow.
Did you leave the tables, Jonathan?
Yes, of course.
So
it was an interesting.
Was it as big as it usually is?
Well, it was a little bit smaller, but it's still huge, right? I mean, it's still so huge that you can't even really see it all.
Well, it's so huge that only Vegas can host it, right?
Right, exactly. It's spread across, a few different buildings. Even the convention center isn't big enough for it.
Yeah.
So it's definitely a very big show.
So, and, I mean, can you even see it? You can't even see it all in the time allotted for the show, can you?
Really? I mean, I guess if you were just really dedicated and spent all day walking the floor for 4 days or 5 days, I guess you could probably walk all the halls. I mean, I guess you wouldn't spend any significant time with any of it. But, it's a... There's all kinds of stuff. I mean, there's a whole showroom dedicated, for example, to car audio, for example, and they get fancy cars and trick them out with gigantic stereos that piss you off on the street because they're the ones that you drive.
Boom, boom, boom. Yeah.
Boom, boom, boom. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
That's the. So, some of that stuff I just sort of bypass and to make time for some of the other stuff. So
what did you find that you were pretty? I mean, you're pretty hard to impress, Jonathan. I mean, you're kind of jaded when it comes to technology, even though you're a high-end user and a visionary in terms of the world of technology. What did you find that impressed you?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I am a little bit jaded, and I feel like for 3 years now. The show's been dominated by flat panel television.
Right.
Right. That's been the innovation, and they
primary LCD?
LCD and plasma. And then, Sony's been working on this thing called the organic LCD, which is allowing for these really, really thin televisions, which, I mean, that I find really neat. When you have a plasma television that's, something like a half an inch thick.
Wow.
That starts to become more interesting because, with some of these things, you look at like 150 inch diagonal plasma TV like Panasonic was showing, and you begin to think that...
What kind of wall is going to hold that up?
50 inches of space on my house on a wall, but also do I need a flying buttress outside the house
right.
to keep the wall up, right?
Exactly.
So they're up to 150 inches, which is, big, certainly. And they're getting thinner, and they're trying to get more energy efficient as well. So there's a lot of very hard work going and R&D going into what to the naked, jaded eye seem to be sort of incremental advancements, but still very important, very valid, right?
Yeah.
One of the things that I think was most exciting, actually, is sort of a joint product by Microsoft and HP called Home Server. And this is less glitz and glamour, but from a functionality standpoint, it's really amazing. I mean, it's basically about the size of two dictionaries or something like that, this server, and you plug it into your network, and it just configures itself. And
you just plug the Ethernet cord into this thing from the wall.
That's right.
And that's also then hooked up to your various computers.
Yeah, exactly. So I mean, more and more people are having networks in their house, right?
Right.
And so this this will automatically configure to do all the backups of all your machines.
So basically,
web,
it becomes a high functioning, multifaceted router.
Well, no, it's a server, though. I mean,
it's like you plug it in similar to the way you plug in your router, if you've got a wireless router or something like that. It's just got a lot more things. I'm going to give Jonathan to talk about that some more after these messages, because businesses can use this kind of router too, this kind of server too. We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate at the River Now Green, bringing us back. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. From there, you can find my blog, jimsblog.biz. From there, you can find my knowledge base, askjim.biz. You can find my newsletter, which we send you every Sunday afternoon, get you ready for the week ahead. Hope you'll subscribe to that. That comes, as I said, by email. It's free, by the way. All you got to do is subscribe there, because we only send it to you if you ask for it. We never spam anybody. We believe in opt-in marketing, permission-based marketing, so to speak. Only if you tell us you want it. And if you decide you don't want it, it's easier to unsubscribe than it is to subscribe. And also, there's a sample there you can use. You can look at it and see what it looks like, what an older version from a few weeks ago looks like, and what you got to look forward to. So I hope you'll check all that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Jonathan Zook is our guest. He's the president of Association for Competitive Technology. That's actonline.org. And in a few minutes, I'm going to get Jonathan to tell you a little bit about his organization. But Jonathan, I want to come back to this server that you were mentioning that HP and Microsoft are working on. It's very small. The reason I use the word of the analogy of the router, people are used, who don't know what a server is or have never used a server, many people are used to buying a wireless router and, you know, plugging that into their system, to their network, as you call it, and everything. They're used to doing that. And so I was just pointing out that that's probably how you would plug in this server, right? It'd be in a very similar way.
Right. What it shares with a router is simplicity, right? I mean, nowadays you can get a little Netgear router and you kind of have a network, especially if it's wireless, and without even trying.
Mm-hmm.
Would you define
network for us?
Well, I mean, a network is basically a means by which you connect the computers in your home or your office, so that
so is a network more than one computer
with each other? Share a printer, for example.
Right.
And that's how a lot of people are using it. Is they're sharing the connection to the internet, and they're sharing a printer. Is usually what's happening in the home.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the next step up that happens quicker in a business than it does in your home is that you centralize some of the storage of your data. So, for example, if you have, Word documents in your office or spreadsheets or something like that that you want to be able to get to from multiple machines,
right?
Then you would store those on a single machine rather than having everything stored on lots of different machines.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you might want to store all of your photographs, your videos, your music, all on a central place, so that you're storing it in one place and can get to it from any of your machines.
So if the family had photos that mom and dad posted onto the server, put on the server, then the children could go and get those photos and distribute them as they wanted to in their MySpace or whatever.
That's right.
Facebook and all that. What are the things that you see where you're at?
I mean, one of the things that's nice about this home server, I mean, setting up a server has always been a little bit of a nightmare. So the goal here was to create this thing that was just so easy to configure and make use of, and and affordable. It's like $500 for this box. And you plug it in, you have the central server, and one of the things is you put your documents out there, you then actually have a way to get to that from the Internet. So that if you want to get to a document on the road or something, you put in your password from a web browser, and you can go in and get to your pictures, your Word documents, etc., and get to it remotely as well.
That's pretty handy.
It'll even give you the ability to get to your individual machines in your office or your home via that server as well, if you have something that isn't stored on the server but is stored on one of the machines. So all those things have been possible in the past, but it's required, you know, you hiring somebody to come and set up the server. And this is
available whether the connection is wireless or not, or otherwise, right?
That's right.
Yeah. The router doesn't change. Talk to us about some of the other things. What did you see from the standpoint of, like, cell phones? Anything new there, exciting there?
Well, you know, the story with cell phones has always been one of convergence, right? The fact that it's got cameras and GPSs and things like that starts to be, starts to turn them into sort of multi-purpose devices, which is interesting. And, a lot of people are, interestingly enough, sort of going back to trying to find a simpler phone because they're most interested in making calls on a phone. But I'm certainly one of those people that has a sort of tricked-out phone with a GPS and a camera and slide-out keyboard for doing email and everything like that. I like having one device. I mean, I would just as soon have one ID card, too. But that freaks a lot of people out as well. One of the really exciting things that I saw from a small business perspective is a projector about the size of a cell phone.
Wow.
Yeah, so there were a number of vendors that had them, several of which were from Asia and didn't even have signs in English, but Tricom had some that are, in fact, already for sale. And so basically it's about the size of a large cell phone, and it can operate on battery for an hour, or you can plug it into AC, and it's data.
Has it connect USB or wireless, or what does it do?
It connects via either a video cable or a VGA cable to your laptop.
Uh-huh.
So you can connect to your laptop or to your iPod.
It'll feed the image of off of a PowerPoint right through it.
That's exactly right.
I'll be darned.
Projected onto a wall.
How much?
They're about $300.
$300? What is what's the resolution, you know?
640 by 480.
And the pixels?
That's the resolution.
Okay, is that pretty good? I'm having a hard time remembering.
That's VGA, so it's not great. I mean, you're not showing high definition video.
Right, exactly. Hold on to that thought. We got more to come with our good friend Jonathan Zook after these messages. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Jonathan Zook is our guest, Z-U-C-K, and he's our good friend, president of Association for Competitive Technology. That's actonline.org is their website. Jonathan, tell us a little bit about ACT.
Well, ACT is a small business trade association, so we represent about 4,000 small IT companies around the world, and we do some education and outreach on their behalf in capitals around the world to try and prevent regulations and other sort of government actions that would be bad for the industry, and try and promote entrepreneurship and innovation around the world.
How's the economy treating your members?
Well, it certainly varies. I mean, a lot of our members are client-driven companies that have put a lot of projects on hold and things like that. So we got a lot of members that are hurting right now, but so far everybody's still around.
And they're paying their dues. That's the main thing, right?
Is what?
They're paying their dues too, right? That's the main thing.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm willing to let dues slide in times like this. But
yeah, let's talk about some more about the. And by the way, folks, it's actonline.org. I encourage you to check out their website. They do a great work, as you've heard me speak many times with them. Also with Steve Del Bianco, the VP there, about the good work that they're doing, advocating not only for people who create technology, but for those of us who use technology, the work that they do is very important. And Jonathan, we appreciate the work you guys do. Talk to us some more. We're talking about the Consumer Electronics Show that Jonathan was at in Vegas last week, and we're talking about some of the gadgets that you saw. What did you see that you just blew? Was there anything that blew you away, and you said, "Man, when that's available for sale, I want one of those."
Well, I mean, it's a. I mean, there was a 3D television. You know, so it's not exactly small business equipment necessarily, but. They were showing the new DreamWorks movie Monsters vs. Aliens, and you had these circular polarized glasses and just this really really beautiful 3D picture on this television. But it's probably a little ways off. The technology's there, but now they've got to try and standardize it and get enough people, enough critical mass of adoption to make it worthwhile for the home. But that's probably the thing that blew me away. Like I said, a lot of it was very incremental stuff. I mean, I don't know if you've ever tried those video goggles.
No.
Like a pair of glasses.
I know what you're talking about.
You can plug in and you can see the equivalent of a 60-inch television.
You watch a movie with glasses inside the glasses.
Right, exactly. And those have gotten better, right? I mean, they were a cool concept, but you would get a lot of eye fatigue using them, and now they're starting to become really genuinely usable for watching a whole movie and things.
So
and
what about, like, on an airplane or something like that?
Yes, that's exactly right. You would just have it right on the airplane. I mean, we were talking on the break that I might take one of those little projectors sometime and try and project my own movie on the bulkhead, but
it
would probably be a good idea to bring the goggles as a backup in case they take my projector away.
Probably a good idea. Did you see anything, any new technology for small businesses out there, anything that would be, the next cool thing for the small office?
Well, I mean, I think these home servers are going to be the thing that everybody should check out for their small business, for sure. I mean, one of the wow announcements of the show came from the SD card people. So a lot of people have SD cards in their cameras and phones and other devices, right? It's just a form of storage media, right? Mm-hmm. And they've just now announced that they're going to be coming out with a SD card that holds 2 terabytes of data.
Wow. That could go in a phone?
Yes.
Wow.
Go in a phone or a camera, exactly. Which...
Tell the audience what a terabyte is.
Well, a terabyte is 1,000 gigabytes.
Mm-hmm.
And a gigabyte is... 1,000 megabytes. So it's quite a bit of space.
It's a lot of space.
It's pretty hard to fill. I mean, I probably all the photos I've taken, and I take fairly large, photos with a digital SLR.
Right.
All the photos I've taken in the last 6 years, 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
Add up to about 3/4 of a terabyte.
Wow!
I guess.
Wow, that's amazing. Hey, Jonathan,
that's a lot of space.
We got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here. Thanks for the report from the Consumer Electronics Show. As always, we appreciate the information and again, we appreciate the hard work you do for us out there.
Oh, my pleasure,
Jonathan Zook, ladies and gentlemen. ActOnline.org is the website of the Association for Competitive Technology. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and as you know, this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.